know that none of you need my compliments, but the team of Hachnasas Kala was very, very palpable last evening. Tremendous mitzvah, Yehavtarei HaKamocha, and very, very special. Shkoyach. Okay. We're on Daf Memches Amud Beis. Thank you. We have over here a few sugyas to finish the perek. The Mishnah, towards the end, gives a list of the Eilu Nishboim Shelo B'Taina, Hashutin V'Harisin, etc. And the Gemara asks the question, Atu B'Shutin Yaskinan, how can you have a situation of no taina at all. Elo hachi kamar elu nishboim shelo betainas bari elo betainas shema. That's point number one. That we're dealing with this type of shvua midrabanan, which is built on the world of tainas shema. My taima. Why in the world would we have such a shvua midrabanan if it's only a tainas shema? Hane mishum demoru ba hetera. Therefore, there's room for a shvua to prevent any such horas heter, which is really gzela. That's point number one. Point number two, Amar Rav Yosef, what condition do we have within the shvua? Who sheish taina beinayu shtei kesef? Rav will learn this l'shitaso. Shmuel will learn this l'shitaso. And then we have over here a shvua which is built with two legs to the table. One leg to the table is that we're dealing with Tainas Shema as the initiator of the Shvua, instigator of the Shvua. And secondly, there is a Tanai in terms of quantity that we need minimally Shtei Kesef. Call the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Doraisa Tikkun. L'chora, which Shvua Doraisa served as the model of this of this new world of Shvuas Hapetropsim, Shvuas Hashutim, etc. You would go to Modi Mixas. It's true, Modi Mixas we have Shtei Kesef, but in Modi Mixas we don't have a Taina Shema. Shvuas Lechora, Shvuas Hashomrim. That would be the makar of both of these. Namely, that Shvuas Hashomrim would be the model Doraisa. And then this is extended because of the issue of Moru Bahetera to all of the cases in the Mishnah. That's what the Rambam himself points out back in Hilchos Schirus, where the Rambam over there in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, gave a rule about Shvuas HaShomrim, in which he viewed it as being unique in the world of Shvuas. Shekol HaShomrim, Shvuasan Shvuas Shemahu. That's the nature of Shvuas HaShomrim. We're dealing with Shema Pashata, Shema Zebirishutcha, and so over here we're working off of that model. L'chora, and in terms of the Shtei Kesef, so if you recall, we saw the Rush in the sixth parak, that the Rush Dafka quoted, the Rush Dafka quoted our Sugya in over there in Siman. In Siman Vav, Shvuas Hashomrim Ika Prukta Beni Ravavasa Ika Mandamar Delo Mechuyev Ela Bekira Shtei Kesef. That was the Ramban, and the Ramban brought a raya from our sugya. Va'od raya mehadamar lekaman b'shili kol nishboim gabi shutzen varisin v'hu sheyesh b'neim kpiras taina shtei kesef. V'hanu, where does this come from? Hanu domi l'shomrim u'mishem hachi tekin aluhu rabbanon shvua ke'en d'oraisa b'kpiras shtei kesef. D'yizdak adaitach v'shomrim gufayhu lo binan shtei kesef amayit rechuhu b'hani shtei kesef haramban zal v'chein bal hamor. Okay, so we have a very, very special, beautiful model that was taken. Mamish, we pick up, cut and paste. We take the model of Shvuas HaShomrim, and we expand it over to the world of Arisin, Shutfim, V'chulei, where we have the same common denominator. We have a Shvuas Shema, and we have a requirement of Shtei Kesef. The problem is Rashi. Well, I think the problem is Rashi. If you look in Rashi in our sugya, how does Rashi learn Shtei Kesef? Sheyesh taina b'neihem shtei kesef, sheze ta'ano shema ikafta mishali shtei kesef, V'ze moda lo b'miktsas. De krova hi l'shvua d'oraisa. Ela tainas shemahu. That Rashi felt the need to insert a moda b'miktsas as a requirement into the world of these shvuas ha-mishnah. Shvuas ha-apetropsim, shvuas ha-shutfim requires a hodah b'miktsas and a kfirah b'miktsas. Without Rashi, there's totally no need of this. In Shvuas HaShomrim, there's no motive of Miktsas. It's not that the Shomer says, well, you gave me two items, one of them I have, and I'm going to return it to you, and one of them was struck by lightning. That's not Shvuas HaShomrim. You gave me one cow, and it was struck by lightning. That's Shvuas HaShomrim. Namely, Shvuas HaShomrim is a case of Kofer HaKol. You know, if we're using Shvuas HaShomrim as our model, why in the world would we need a Hodah b'Miktsas? So really, the Rambam doesn't say anything at all about the concept of hodah b'miktsas. The Rambam in Hilchos Shluchin v'Shutvim, where he brings in these halachos, in Perek Tes, halachos Aleph, Beis, Gimel, v'chulei, he simply says you need a kfira of shtei kesef, because we're working off of the model of Shvuas HaShomrim. Ein kol echad me'elu nishba perek tesil chashulchichin v'shut en ocho beiz. Ein kol echad me'elu nishba betayna safek ad she yechashud ad she yachshod hamashbiya osan b'shtei kesef. Name it at their kofir, shtei kesef. Shehen shtei moin chol kesef k'mo she yizboyer. Im choshtim b'pachos mizeh ein on nishba. Nothing about hodah. Why in the world did Rashi bring in motive and mixas? Who needs motive and mixas as a role model? We have a role model, Shvuas HaShomrim. Unless one wants to say, perhaps, that according to Rashi holds that there's no din of shtei kesef by Shvuas HaShomrim, you know, we saw it's Machokes Rishonim over there in the Rosh. The Ramban, the Baal Hamor, and the Rosh all take for granted that Shvuas HaShomrim has a condition of Shtei Kesef. The Rambam paskins that Shvuas HaShomrim there's a din of Shtei Kesef. Only at Echad is different. Maybe over here Rashi holds that there's no din of Shtei Kesef by any Shvua other than Motiv Miktsas. Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe Rashi is going back to what we spoke about at the beginning of the sixth parak, where it says Shvuas Dayonim HaTayna Shtei Kesef. That's the classic Shvuas Dayonim HaDaraisa is Tayna Shtei Kesef, and that Rashi feels that these shvuas of Taina Shema have to link into that classic shvua, but we don't find this by the other shvuas HaMishnah. I'm just pointing out, we have Machlokes Rishonim over here. Everyone talks about it. This is not, you know, I'm not raising something new. But it's very interesting that when people talk about it, they try to push everyone into one sheet. The Drisha, on the tour, he says everyone agrees like Rashi. Even the Rambam, the Rif, they all meant to say that there's a hodah b'miktsas. On the other hand, the Sma, if I'm not mistaken, says no. Everyone agrees with the Rambam, and the Shach says it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes Rishonim over here. What exactly is the machlokes? I'm not sure. Okay. That's point number one. That's in terms of these shvuos, which are betaynas shema, and the machlokes, everyone agrees they require shtei kesef. Question is, do you require also a hodah? Then the Gemara moves over to a totally different topic, and that is the issue of gilgul shvuah. And this is the first place, and really the only place where we have over here, in Masechet Shvuos, which is the source of shvuos, a diyun about gilgul shvuah. We didn't see it in the sixth parak, just the Tosus over there. And we have over here, Yiboy Luhu, Mahu Legalgel Bidrabon. Anyway, the Gemara is assuming there is a din of Gilgul Shvua. What's the marker of Gilgul Shvua? Sota, Vamra Haisha, Amen, Amen, Amen Alish Zeh, Amen Alish Acher, Amen in terms in Nesua, Amen in Arusa. In other words, that we have over here a Gilgul Shvua Mida Oraisa. And the question is, we have by us the Shvuas. Are drabanan mahu legalgel bid drabanan mahu legalgel bid drabanan, And the Gemara raises the option that maybe there's no din of Gilgul Midrabanan, and the Maskana of the Gemara Ishmamina, Megalgalin Midrabanan. Why should there be no din of Gilgul Midrabanan? Rashi says, Mahu Legalgal Shvua Sa'arisin Shecholku Ayedei Shvua Durabanan, Shecholku, Shvua Sa'arisin Shecholku, which generally doesn't have a Shvua, but maybe with Megalgalit Ayedei Shvua Durabanan, Kon Shvua Seseis, the two types of shvuas rabbanan that we have, the takanta ba'alma ninhu, they're shvuas rabbanan. What do you mean takanta ba'alma ninhu? What over here could be the issue as to whether we would apply gilgul to a shvua rabbanan, or it can only be megalgel off of a shvua mida oraisa? We had a sugya back on Daf Mem Aleph. My ikar ben shvua doraisa l'shvua drabanan. Now, chazir the sugya. So there we spoke about meipach shvua, about chashad al shvua, tina l'nichsei. What are the basic distinctions between shvua doraisa and shvua drabanan, which maybe would be relevant to the world of Gilgul? What's the chisaron in Gilgul, and what do you have in a Shvua d'Oraisa, which may be missing in a Shvua d'Rabanan, that would fill in that chisaron? Fine, okay. You're saying that it's all Koli and what went on in the heads of Rabbanan. I'm just asking if we can take it one step further and try to understand what went on in the heads of Rabbanan. Yeah?
I was going to say more on the lines of, what is a Gilgul Shvua? You say that the Gilgul is really just the same Shvua, just kind of the mask on, then maybe it would work. You know, but if you say that by Gilgul Shvua is that the Shvua is a call to create new Shvuas, then maybe that's.
Okay, so one option is, and I think Yosef said it very, very clearly, that we can ask ourselves, what is going on with the world of Gilgul Shvua? Do we have a Shvua that simply expands to include more cases than were originally intended? But it's basically one Shvua. It's basically the original Shvua. There's nothing which is new. It's expanded, but it's not new. Or do we have over here sort of a yesh me'ayin, or if you want to even a yesh me'yesh, that we have over here a yitzira. We have new Shvuos, so that there's a power within the original Shvua to be machayev other Shvuos as well. New Shvuos that are spawned by the original Shvua. And one of the nafkaminas could be that if it's the latter, then maybe that would be something that would require a shvua doraisa as opposed to a shvua drabanan. Could be, or it could be that everyone agrees as to what Gilgul shvua is, but. Yes?
Because you say if shvuas drabanan are tovas and nitva, so then you shouldn't be able to expand it.
Okay, we go back to the question of what were Rabbanan exactly metaken? If they were metaken a birur of Bezdin, which happens to take the form of a shvua, so then lechora this would not be enough to create a gilgul. There is no personal chiyuv on the individual to take a shvua per se. It's simply a means to an end. To be mevarer the nitty gritty of the situation. Masha'enken, if Chazal called tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun, they were metaken a chova ishit, that would be different that we spoke about in terms of, when nafkamina would be in terms of of hipuch shvua, that if we're dealing with a birur of bezdin, my nafkamina, who's going to be mevarer? I mean, basically, both toveya and the nitva have a cheskas kashrus. If either of them will be nishba, that will be mavara the situation. So by drabanan we would have mafchinon, but by doraisa, if I have a chiyuv tit matzah, I can't necessarily put that chiyuv on you because we happen to be in the same room. In other words, it's a chiyuv ishi, something which is personal. So the chiyuv doraisa, the shvua doraisa is a chiyuv ishi. It's a personal chiyuv on the individual. The question is, how are Rabbanim metaken shvuos? Were they metaken them as a chiyuv ishi, or were they metaken them as a birur? So over here, nafkamina would be, could we build Gilgul? Off of a chiyuv ishi, you could build Gilgul. Off of a birur of Bezdin, yitachen that you can't build a Gilgul. So it could be the nature of Gilgul is what's at issue over here, or the nature of a shvuah midrabanan is what's at issue over here. Okay? Those are two ways of understanding. And then the Shmamina Megalglim Drabanan, is that telling us something about Gilgul, or is that something telling us something about the nature of a Shvua Midrabanan? That's an open issue. And then we move over to Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Lakol Megalglim Chutz Mi Sachir She'ein Megalglim. And Rav Chista expands the concept, Lakol Ein Mekilin Chutz Mi Sachir De Mekilin. Let's start off with the question, Lakol Migalglim Chutz Misachir. What does this phrase Chutz Misachir mean according to the Ritzva? And what does this phrase Chutz Misachir mean according to the Ri? Machokis over here in Tosfos. Lakol Migalglim Chutz Misachir. What does that mean according to the Ritzva? Pirish Ritzva, the Kama Nakat. Sachir simply happens to be Sachir, etc. Kama Naka, I just brought the first thing in our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah speaks about a kol nishboim b'tor nishboim v'lo meshalmim, elu nishboim v'notin, ha-sachir. Sachir happens to be the first example of a nishba v'notin, of a huhadin kol hani detani b'hadei. That this is a rule that there's no gilgul shvua in a case of shvuas nishba v'notel. Says the Ri, dafko nakat sachir. Mishum deshvuah so eno elo lahafis lochi evuhu kolkach sheyachol legalgel olav. Now sachir is the yotzei dofen. There's no chisaron and nishba v'notel. The problem is unique to sachir. Okay, Rabosai, what over here would be a common denominator to say sachir is a yotzei dofen? Okay, every rule has an exception. Sachir is the exception, but generally we're megalgel and all shvuas daraisa drabanan etc. That's okay. Why is Sachir an exception? It says, because that's a Shvuah Kedei Lohafes Da'ita. Masha'en Ken, if we say that, no. Shvuos Da'oraisa and Drabanan, we can be Megalgel as long as a Nishba V'Niftar. But if we're dealing with a Shvuos Nishba V'Notel, that can't serve as an anchor for the Gilgul Shvuah. Why do we discriminate against Shvuos? In other words, a Shvuos Heseis, we can use to be Megalgel. But a Shvuos HaMishnah, which is Lechora, a very, very powerful Shvua, that we can't use to be Megalgel. Why? Because it's a Nishba V'Notel. What's the chisaron of Nishba V'Notel that it shouldn't serve as an anchor for Gilgul? Yes? Yeah. Again, using what line of reasoning? Previously, the distinction between Doraisa and Drabanan. There, I understand the Shvuah Midra Abanan. Maybe, you know, it's a din and Biur Bez, it may not be a din and Shvuah. But here we're dealing with a Shvuah Daraisa, which clearly is Lechashvuah. I mean, the Shvuah, here we already said that Megalgalim the Kol HaShvuahs. Megalgalim Midra Abanan. Megalgalim Midra Abanan. You know, it's. I would go back over here, Dafka, to Yosef's line of reasoning. What could the Ritzvah be based on? We pointed out that we have a Hakira. What's the nature of Gilgul? Is Gilgul that we have a shvua that expands, or is Gilgul that we have a shvua that then goes ahead and creates new shvuas? When we speak about Gilgul shvua, what kind of shvua are we megalgil? A shvua nishba v'notel, or shvua nishba v'niftar? What do we want to be megalgil? What are our new shvuas? Chora, certainly only nishba v'niftar. No, it's certainly we're dealing over here only in the world of Nishba V'Niftar. So there's a question, can we be Megalgil a Shvuas Nishba V'Niftar if we're starting off with a Shvuas Nishba V'Notel? Achokas between the Ri and the Ritzva. How can you fit that into our Chakira? So if we're going to use the language of Yosef, that we're dealing over here with expanding or creating, that to expand, you need a yesh v'yesh. And it has to be It has to be of a min d'mino in order to be able to expand. Ma'ashenkin, if we're simply using it as a catalyst, as like a davar ha'maimid, to create new shvuos, so then who says you need dafka min d'mino? That, you know, yitachin. Okay. If that's the case, so we have a machokas bali hatosvos in the nature of Gilgul Shvua, if we're going to learn like Yosef. The Ritva would understand that we have over here one Shvua which is expanding, and the Ri would say that we are over here spawning new Shvuot. If that's the case, then at Yitachin that we would have a parallelism between a Rambam and a Ravid, and over here these two bali hatosvos, that if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam over there defines Gilgul Shvua. Horu Rabosai, Shekol Mishneschayev Shvua, Bein Shal Torah, Bein Shal Divrei Mafilu Heses. I'm sorry. Halacha Yud Dalet. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Dalet. Hatoin es chaveiro ta'anos harbe. Ein mashbi'in oso al kol taina v'taina. Ela shvua achas. Al hakol, el shvua achas al hakol. So over here, the Rambam appears to be taking the approach of the Ritva. They were dealing with shvua achas al hakol. If we move over to halacha, we'll go back to the previous halacha. Previous halacha, the Rambam paskins, Mishin is chayev shvua, afilu heses, v'hitzchil hatovei legalgel of devarim acherim shelo to'anosam, V'roa ha'nitva kach, v'amar eini rotze lehishava el hareini mashali matano harishon ash nischayavti al kfiras ha'shvua, ein shomin lo, ela omrim lo la'nitva, otein lo koma she'gilgol alecha mitanot havada'iyot, o hishava v'hipater. That if we have a situation where a toein begins to build a gilgul shvua, then the nitva no longer has the right to break it up and says, I will be moda on the original chiyuv and thereby remove these other ta'anot, simply take away the source of the shvua and remove all of them, that it's all or nothing. The Ravid says, Amar Avraham, v'im zeshen itchayev heset, v'roesh megalglim alav harbe, v'hofach shvua, im nomar kvar pater atum in hashvua, o nomar lo, o hishava al hakol, o tahapoch es hakol, she yishava v'yito, sharei ata chayav lo shvua seses, af al gilgulim kumot hana rishona, ze hamachaber herich v'kitzer, v'ani rawe, ki zehu adino yishava al hakol, o yafoch al hakol v'yishava ze v'yito, v'lo yipater v'yipucho, sorry, V'im amar ha'nitva al ha'gilgulin ani nishbar v'niftar v'al ha'tana harishona nishba v'tol harishus b'yado. Anyway, that the Ravid says that the nitva has the right to break up the shvua into pieces. He has the right, in terms of gilgul shvua, to say, this I'll pay, this I'll be nishba, this I'll be moda, and this I'll be kofer. The Rambam says it's a package deal, all or nothing. So l'chora, this is our machlokas into the nature of Gilgul Shvua. The Rambam views Gilgul Shvua as one Shvua which is expanding to include all of the other shvuos. Mashenken, according to the Ravid, Gilgul Shvua simply is spawning many new shvuos, and then one can pick and choose in terms of how one's going to relate to each particular shvua. So then it would come out that the Ritzva and the Ri would be cholik in the same machlokas as the Rambam and the Ravid. Yeah, I think that's... Two more points. One of them is the Gemara continues in terms of Sachir. Rav Chisda Amar Rakol Ein Makilin Chutz Mi Sachir the Makilin. Mai Benayu Ika Benayu Liftoach Lo. What does Rashi say? Rakol Ein Makilin Ela Megalgalim Vehihi Liftoach Lo. Im lo to'an ha-toveya she-yigalgulu alav yifchasu lo bezdin gilgul l'man do'amar migalgulim l'man do'amar ein mekilin im to'an gilgul ein mekilin alav ela migalgulim v'im lo to'ano ein lanu liftoach lo. That according to Rashi, the uniqueness over here of the sachir, the concept over here that mekilin by the sachir is liftoach lo, that we will create a Gilgul Shvua even without a Ta'ana. Ma she'en kein, generally, ein mekilin, generally one requires a Ta'ana, generally one requires a Ta'ana, but by Sachir, poskin lo, we bin begalgil without a Ta'ana. Right? That's why Rashi understands that the question of Mekilin or Ein Mekilin means that Bezdin will allow or will bring in, Bezdin will create the Gilgul Shvua without the Toveya being Toein a Gilgul Shvua. Mashenkin, if Ein Mekilin, then the Toein has to actually be Toein. The Rambam that we were reading before understood it differently. And he said, Rambam says, Kol mishin is chayev shvua bein shel Torah bein shel devrehem, migalgel lav hamashbia. Yigalgil olav hamashbia, not bezdin. Yigalgil olav hamashbia. Continues mishen eschayev shvua afilu heses v'yitzchil hatoveya legalgil olav dvarim acherim shelo to'an bahem. As the Rambam doesn't allow for an option of a shvuas, of a Gilgul Shvua without a tefillah. What does poskin lo mean? What then does poskin lo mean according to the Rambam? Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Schirus, Halacha Tes. Sachir haba lishava ein machmirin alav ve'ein megalgrin alav klal ela nishba shelo notal v'yito v'chol ha'nishbam ein mekilin chutz min ha'sachir shem mekilin alav u'potchin lo tchir v'omrim lo al titzayir atzmacha hishava v'tol. In other words, that the mekilin alav over here is to make the shvua lighter in his eyes. People generally are very reticent about taking shvuas. But here for this Sachir, because of his nature, of being so dependent upon other people, Bezdin encourages him to be Nishba. It's nothing to do with a Taina. In other words, do we create a Gilgul Shvua with a Taina, or don't we create a Gilgul Shvua with a Taina? According to the Rambam, you can't create a Gilgul Shvua without a Taina. Clearly, we need a Taina in order to be able to create a Gilgul Shvua. But what? It's simply a question of, do we push an individual to be nishba? Generally, we don't push someone to be nishpa. If he wants to take the option of simply leaving court or paying, that's up to him. Here, we push the sachir to be nishpa v'notel. What over here is behind this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam? Is that according to Rashi, we can have a Gilgul Shvua, which is initiated by Beis Din, not which is initiated by the Toveya. Mashen can, according to Rambam, that's impossible. Every Gilgul Shvua has to be initiated by the Toveya. And over here, the Poskin, the Mekilin, is a totally different realm. Something which is very, very unique to Sachir, nothing to do at all with the concept of Gilgul Shvua. What's the halacha by Shavuos Doraisa? Let's say that we have an aid echad. Does the Toveya have to say, because I have an aid, therefore I want the nitva to be nishba? We have a case of modu b'miktsas. Does the Toveya have to say, we caught him, he's a modu b'miktsas, I insist that he be nishba? Well, the Toveya doesn't know any halachas. He's just coming to court, he tells a story. What creates the Shvua Doraisa? A Tviya creates the Shvua Doraisa? The Matzav. And simply the fact that we happen to have a case of Modu B'Miktsas, we have a case of Eid Echad, then Beis Din has rules. And the rules of Beis Din is that we have a Shvua. The Rambam says that, and so Rashi says, that we can have such a scenario also by Gilgul Shvua. According to the Rambam, nothing doing. By Gilgul Shvua, you need Dafka, a tviya. And it's not enough simply to have a case that in front of Beis Din. You need that Beis Din can then go in and say, well, let's make a Gilgul Shvua on this. We need that the Toveya, he's the one that insists on the Gilgul Shvua. Yes, Lynn. Oh, are you? What's that? Yes?
Why should you case that the...
Why would we have Machlokes Rishonim over here as to whether we can have a... whether we can apply the standards of the Doraisa to the world of Gilgul Shvua. According to the Rambam, there's no way that Gilgul Shvua can come about without a Tviya. Masha'en Kein, according to Rashi, we have situations where we are Mekel, and there's no need for a Tviya. Beis Din itself, Poskenlo, Beis Din itself will create a Gilgul even without a Tviya, similar to Lechora, to the Doraisa model. Yes?
If there's a Chiyushu, is there like a Shvua that's present and, you know, just the Torah was never really Machayatim, but the, you know, Toveya can, as they link into or force it once you've already taken the Shvua? Or do we say that, meaning that the Shvua was present, so if there's another Shvua available, so Beis Din can be Machayatim, but if there was no Shvua that was really ever Machayatim, so then, you know, so it might require the time of the Toveya to force him into a Shvua.
You were not working off of what, in other words, you're not saying that Rashi is using the Doraisa model. You're saying simply it's a question in terms of the nature of the case. In other words, that every Kfiras Mamon basically is potentially Mechayev Shvua.
Right.
That every Kfiras Mamon there is a potential for a Shvua.
Right, and we compared it to when Rashi said by Kofra Kol, where you know the time of the Kira. So when the Torah was Padrim. So the Torah Padrim, but the Tovea still has the right to force a Shua.
That's according to that fits according to the Rambam.
Right.
Yes? No? I mean that you're saying that which
I mean, rather be according to Rashi, who said the Bezin can force it because there was with the Tovea, with the time of fear, so anyway, Kofra Kol, you would be Chayav. So there's a special reason why you're not Chayav Shua with Kofra Kol. But still, once there's another Shua, we still see the time of fear could be Chayav Shua. So once there's another Shua that's around, so we'll add it on. So that's what Rashi said the Bezin can not be up. But if you learn not that way, then by Kofra Kol, these other things, it was never Shua, so then you would require the Tovea, the Tainus of the Tovea.
The question is as to whether if we. I hear what you're saying. It's a new chakira. The question is whether if we can put this back into our old chakira, namely that we saw that the Rambam understood like the ritzva that the concept of modeh b'miktsas, the concept of gilgul shvua is basically a concept that we're expanding a shvua. We're expanding a shvua. We have a shvua on the table, and this shvua is expanding and expanding, and therefore the ritzva understood from that you can't expand a nishva v'notel into a nishva v'niftar. And the Rambam understood that since it's one shvua which is expanding, you have to either take the whole shvua or pay everything. You can't pick and choose. Masha Enkin, the Ravid, disagrees. The question over here is as to whether we can say hu hadin according to the Rambam that one require that we need the tviya of the toveya. The language of the Rambam, Kol Mishin is chayev shvua, bein shel Torah, bein shel divreihem, migalgel lav hamashbia, kol ma sheyirtze midvarim shem yoda behem yis chayev mamon. Kol Mishin is chayev shvua, afilu heses v'yishchil ha-toveya legagel lav dvarim acherim, shelotu anosam, etc. Namely, that the ability to expand a shvua, since the original shvua is the shvua of the mashbia, that requires the initiative of the mashbia. To expand the shvua, that only the mashbia can do. Beis Din can't get involved in expanding a shvua. Where does Beis Din play a role? Beis Din play a role in terms of creating new shvuas. So if we understand gilgul shvua as creating new shvuas, so we can create new shvuas via the tviya of the toveya. We can create new shvuas via the initiative of Beis Din. That's an option. Rashi says it may distinguish between Sakhir in other cases, here Makilin, here Loma Kilin, but on the level of creating new shvuos, who's empowered to create new shvuos? Masha Enkin, in terms of expanding the shvua that's mechuyev to the Toveya, that's only at the initiative of the Toveya himself. And then we don't have to come on to a new chakira, simply to remain within that the Rama over here is simply working l'shitato. There's a third sugya over here. So we have one sugya dealt with the shvuos taina shema, second sugya dealt with the world of Gilgul. The third sugya over here, which is a three-line sugya, deals with the concept hashviyas mishametas. Hashviyas mishametas. That we have a concept that not only is shviyas mishametas mamon, shviyas is also mishametas shvuos of mamon. Yes? The Rambam says, "Bein midaraisa, bein midrabanan." That you know, it's that one requires after the toveya, not Beis Din, and he learns stuck here as a totally different. So the Rambam says, black and white, "Bein daraisa, bein drabanan." Okay, so we have over here a new halacha that Hashviyas Mishametis. We pointed out earlier that Lechora, this would show that the Mishnah is viewing Shvua, be it Doraisa, be it Drabanan, as a Chiyuv Ishi, as an obligation of the individual. And just as Shviyas is Mishamet obligations of payment, Shviyas is also Mishamet obligations of Shvua. The problem over here, or the question over here, is exactly what is the nature of this Gzeres HaKosuv? And here it could be that we have a Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara over here says, Monane Mile, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Damar Akra, Vezeh Dvar HaShmita, Afilu Dibur Mishametes. When the Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Tes, Hilcho Shmita V'Yovel, he quotes a Tosefta. He quotes a Tosefta that works off of a different pasuk. It could be very, very important in terms of understanding the nature of the halacha. This Rambam is missing pages. Meister Sheni to Rotzeach. In the Pira, go back to Meister Sheni. Shmita V'Yovel, we have in Perek Tes. Perek Tes Halachavav. Shviyis Mishametes Es HaMilve, Afilu Milve Shebishtar, Shiyesh B'Vachrayis Nechosim Hareze Mashmit, V'im Siyem Lo Sadeh B'Halva Aso. There was an apoteke, Eino Mashmit, Hashviyis Mishametes es Hashvua, Sheneemar lo yigos, Mikol makom, lo l'shalem v'lo l'hashviya. He quotes the pasuk of lo yigos, that we have an Easter of the Malve taking means to collect his debt. Lo yigos. One means would be going to Bezdin and forcing a payment. Another means would be going to Bezdin and forcing a Shvua, that the Malve has no right to enforce his debt, and that's the concept of shmita, lo yigos. If we're learning off, like the Rambam does, from the pasuk of lo yigos, so the Rambam then continues, and he says, "B'medrim amurim." Once we're learning from the pasuk of lo yigos, we're dealing b'shvuas hadayonim v'kol kayotze bazeh. Midvarim shim yode bahen shviyas misham tatan. It applies to those areas that lo yigos applies to, namely the area of halva. The area of halva, there we have a din of lo yigos, so there we're going to have a ptur from shvua. Aval shvuas hashomrim, where there's no din of lo yigos, you don't have to return a pikadon. V'ashutvim v'kayotze bahen Mishvuos shim yode yishalem, that the chiyuvei mamon exist, are not that the chiyuvei mamon over here are not affected by shmita, then hareze yishava achar hashmita. So according to the Rambam, what is nishmat? When we speak about the fact that we have a shmita applying to Shvua, what over here is basically disappearing? What realm do we have that Shemitah applies to? Shemitah applies to what? In Achinami, what you're pointing at very properly is, according to the Rambam, it's not a din in Shvua per se, it's a din in Halva. That we have a din that the Torah is Meshamet Halvaot, there's a din of Lo Yigos on Halva'a, and we have over here two means of applying Lo Yigos. One is that we don't enforce a payment, and the other we don't enforce a Shvua. Basically, the din of Shemitah applies to a certain form of Chov. A certain form of Chov. And then we have a question of what exactly is turned into a halva, And we have chen b'ni alpin kaso. In other words, that sometimes we could take something which was really a machira, turn it into a halva. We could take nezik and turn them into halva, but it has to be in the form of a halva for shmita to apply to. If it's in the form of a pikadon or the form of a shutfus, etc., then shmita doesn't apply to it at all. Okay, that's the Rambam sheet. But l'chora, you can ask a question, and this question was asked by the Ran. If that's true, that shmita really applies to chovot, and once the chov is nishmat, then there's no shvua. So what is the halacha that shmita mishametes as hashvua? Once there's no chov, then there is no shvua. This is that shvua is a totsa'a of the chov still existing. If shmita is already mishamet the chov, then the mela, there's no shvua. That's the question that the Ran Alatar asks on the sugya. What do we need a special din of shmita mishamet es hashvua? And the Ran answers with a new kimta. What's a zukimta? That we had a case of modeh b'miktzas before shmita. Came along shmita, and shmita was mishamet the part of the halva'a on which the person was modeh. But shmita is not mishamet the part of the halva'a where there's a kfira. According to the love, on that part there was never a halva'a. Shmita is not mishamet something which doesn't exist, that the Rambam himself says in halacha ches. Hilvahu utva'o v'kofarbo v'higiyah hashmita v'hu b'kfiraso v'hoda achar sha'av rashviyas obo eidim achar shviyas ein shviyas mishametas. If a chov went through shviyas in a state of kfira, then there's no shmita. The dinim of shmita don't apply. Shmita applies to a chov that's on the table. Over here, if the lova is kofar, there was ever a chov, shmita is not mishamet such a chov. So if we have a lova who was modeh b'miktzas before shmita, came along shmita, removed the part of the loan that he was modeh. So we would have thought in the Ran where has the Mishnah. In this edition is that Tzadi Gimel. Where is this one? The Ran says, Vikula Medak Shvuas Modeh B'Miktzas. Hashviyat Meshametas Hashvua, Lokoya Hashvua da Hashutvin, the Ainshviyat Meshametas Shutvus, pointed out, Velo Shvuasa, Ela Milve Ushvuasa. The Ekel and Medak Shvuas Motor Bemixas, the Milve Pshita, the Kavan, the Mammon Inkan, Shvua Inkan. Vinir Ali, what's the Ukimta? Tova Kodem Shvius. Hoda Bemixas, the Kofar Bemixas. Also Mixas Shekofarbo, Ainshviyat Meshamtato. Shekom mamon shekafar bo kodem shviyas, ava pi she'avra shviyas alav, eno mishamet. Hachi isa beferish b'Yerushalmi, mesecha shviyas. That milve v'na'aseit kafranit, eno mishamet. It's kakos of a Rambam that we read, Perek, tes hilcho shmita, alachaches. Nimsa she'osa mamon she'kafar bo go nishmat b'shvius. V'salka daitach kevon she'tvo kodem shvius v'hoda b'miktas v'kafar b'miktas u'tvias osa miktas v'mekoma omedes shelo nishmeta yishava aleha l'achar shvius. Kamash malon de shvius mishametes shvua. Kevon da shmita kevon she'shmita osa miktas she'hoda bo Nimta she'ena lekofer hakol, ve'af ha'shvua she'ba'a machmas also miksa shel hoda'a nishmita, she'kevan she'hamamo nishmat, af ha'dibur shel shvua she'ba'a mikochol nishmat. We would have a hava mina, that if you were modeh b'miktsas before shmita, that you should be nishba shvuas modeh b'miktsas after shmita, because part of the loan was able to go by shmita, namely the part that was nichpa, that the person was kofer on. So he was moda before Shemitah. The kfira still it exists, and we have a hodah and a kfira before Shemitah. The mamon basically is the chov is still on the table. That which he was kofer, shvius is not meshamet. So we have mamon still on the table. So we would have thought we'd have a shuah someone who mixed us. Kamash malan, that no. That because what happened was that the hodah, the mamon on which there was a hodah was removed. So it was turned from a modeh b'miktsas to a kofer hakol, and a kofer hakol is no shvua. That's the din of that's the chiddush over here of a shmita meshemetes al shvua. That in rukimta modeh b'miktsas before shmita, there's no shvua to modeh b'miktsas after shmita. That's what the Ran understood. Yes. We have to start off with the Shvua to begin with. So the Ran says, we don't start off over here with the Shvua. Because we have this Gzeres HaKosov of Zed Dvar HaShmita. We don't start off with the Shvua. So in a regular year, you would have a Shvua. Yeah, then you would have a Shvua, and then you could be Megalgal. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so the Ran says that the Chiddush over here is even in a situation where part of the Lov survived Shemitah, the Chol Zot is no Shvua. In which we asked, if there's no Chov, Pashtus is no Shvua. So Ran says we have an Ukimta where part of the Chov is able to survive Shemitah, and the Chol Zot is no Shvua. So Alatar, the Reb Chaim in the Chibur quotes a Minchas Chinuch. That the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Ran that the whole din of modeh b'miktsas. The whole distinction between modeh b'miktsas and kofer hakol is only when a person was kofer hakol at the time of the tviya. When you're kofer hakol at the time of the tviya, then you're pater from a shvua. Chazaka, einam meyis panav, etc. But if in the time of the tviya, you were modeh b'miktsas, and then afterwards you were kofer hakol, then lechora, there's still basically a shvua. I mean, the reasoning. We had a situation where this person was modeh b'miktsas, and then came about Shemitah. And because over here we have two parts, and he was modeh on part, and he was kofer on part, this part, the kofer b'miktsas, survived. It went beyond Shemitah. So the According to the Ram, the Hava Mina is that since this part of this Kol Shavai Shmita, and he originally was a mode of the Niksas, so then we should say that he should be Nishba. The Hava Mina should be Nishba. So we say Kamash Malan. No. Why is he not Nishba? Because since the Hodoa part fell off, and what's left is the Kfira part, this is Koker Hakol. And then there's no Shua. This is the Ram. This is the Ram. He says that the Kamash Malan, that since the Hodoa fell off, and only what remained is the Kfira, that's the case of Koker Hakol, that's no Shua. And then this is what the Mishnah means, Hashvi is Mishametes Es Hashvua. What? Ashvu Marim Nixas. Ashvu Doraisa, Marim Nixas. Because he was Marim Nixas, and part of the Chol, and part of the Chol remained. Because he was Kofir, Shemitah wasn't able to affect the Chol. So he thought, okay, he was Kofir, he was a Marim Nixas on a Chol. This Chol goes beyond Shemitah. It's not as though the Chol disappeared. That was Iran's question. Why did you need a din of Shemitah Mishametes and Tashvua? Who needs such a halacha? There's no chol, there's no shvua. So here we have an ukimta. Right? This is an ukimta of Vodav and Niktas before Shemitah. And over here it's called a kofar hakol, and therefore there's no shvua. So Minchasinuch asked, that's not called a kofar hakol. When do we say that your kofar hakol is no shvua? That's at the time of the tzviya. If you were to be a kofar hakol, there'd be no shvua. But if at the time of the tzviya you were modiv and kofar, you were modiv and niksas, then lechora, that's not called kofar hakol, that's modiv and niksas. Modiv and niksas, you're chayav a shvua. Namely, that using the reasoning of the Ran as the Minchas Sinuch, you should be nishba after Shemitah. You should be nishba after Shemitah. So Reb Chaim answers that the Ran has a second ukimta. That the Ran's ukimta is that we have over here a situation where after Shemitah again you're voted in Mikzos. There's a second Tzviya. Here there was a Tzviya, and then over here there's a second Tzviya. And on the second Tzviya, there's a second Tzviya over here, and on this second Tzviya, you're Kofar Hakol. Now, because all that remained is the part of the Shua that you were Kofar. So there had to be a second Tzviya. On this new Tzviya, you're Kofar. And since you're Kofar on this new Tzviya, that's why you're Potter from the Shua. This, in other words, you have to set up according to the random two Kimtas. We began with a Tzviya before Shemitah. And then we end up with a Tzviya after Shemitah. On the Tzviya before Shemitah, you were Motor Niksas. In Achenami, had that been the only Tzviya, that Shua would have been taken even after Shemitah. But since after Shemitah, now you have another Tzviya on what was left of the Chol. What's left of the Chol on that, you're Kofar Hakol currently. So that's already Potter Mishua. That's the case, that's the Ran, according to the way Reb Chaim understood. That's the Ran, the way Reb Chaim set up the Ran. Yes?
If he has a fee of Shua, then why does a second fee or then the fee of one necessary after the court? If he has a fee of one Shua, then he makes us from the fee that happened before Shmita. So how come after Shmita, when the Kodai makes a second fee, why is it happening from this initial fee of when he makes us?
So I lost the answer.
And then the Tovei makes a second Tfiyah for the part that he was quote from.
Right.
So before the Tovei made that second Tfiyah, there was still retained the Tfiyah that was going to make us on the Nitra.
Right.
Now that there's a second Tfiyah, does he still have the first Tfiyah? I mean, he is going to end up making Mishpah Sulim Nitra, really?
So, again, according to this Ukimta, what happened was that somehow this first Shvuah, the moment of the second Tfiyah, the first Shvuah just...
Yes, that's my question. I mean, what happened?
Dissipates. Very, very strange. I agree with you. The first Shvuah just dissipates. And that's your question. My question is, the Ran doesn't say it. The Ran doesn't say all of this. The Ran doesn't say that there are two kimtos, that he's motivated before, he's motivated after, v'chulei, v'chulei. saying that this is the way the Reb Chaim understands the run to get around the question of the Minchas Chinuch. But I do think that I would rather come back to the original run. Let's come back to the original run and say that, and say, okay, the Minchas Chinuch asks, L'chora the Shvua should remain. That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. That the fact that over here he's a Kofer HaKol, but that's not the classic halacha of Kofer HaKol. The classic halacha of Kofer HaKol is only a situation where you're Kofer HaKol to Tamu Tzviya. Now, not your Kofer HaKol afterwards. So L'chora over here, the Shvua should remain. L'chora, what the Ran is saying is that's the din of Hashmita Mishametzus. That's the Devar Hashmita. Namely, over here, what happens is that Reb Chaim is asking a question on the run from the perspective of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the din of not having a shvua is basically a din of lo yigos. It's a din of lo yigos, that the chov is that which is being taken away. Once the chov is being taken away, there's no tashlumin and there's no shvua. But according to the Ran, he's working off of our Gemara. Our Gemara has a drasha of Zed Dvar HaShmita. In Achinami, the Shvua should be on the table. Should be on the table. Right? The Shvua over here should be on the table. And Chazal are telling us that exactly is the halacha of Zed Dvar HaShmita, that we're Meshanet a Shvua, even though the Chov still exists. Even though the Chov still exists, we're Meshanet a Shvua. That's the Kamash Malan, that we're Meshamit Ashvua on a chov that still exists. This chov still exists, and there should be a chov, and there should be a shvua on this chov. We're taking away the shvua. There's no shvua on this chov. That's the din of Shvia Meshamet et Ashvua. There's not going to be a shvua on this chov. Okay, so we have over here a very, very basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran. It's Mahokh going to between Tosefta and our Gemara. The Rambam is working off of Lo Yigos. And according to the Rambam, basically what the Torah is telling us is that a chov of a certain nature, Shvius is Meshamed. It's Meshamed Halvos. And the Nafkamina is that if there's no chov, then there's not going to be a collection of Via, and there's not going to be a Shvua. According to the Ran, it's not a din of Lo Yigos, it's a din of Zed Devar HaShmita. That even if we have a situation where a chov exists, the shvu is going to fall off. And that's what the Ran is saying, though. If we had over here a case of modiv and mikzas, in Achinami, this chov still exists. This chov still exists. But the shvu is going to fall off because of Zed Dvar HaShmita. According to the Rambam, if the chov still exists, however, the shvu should still be there. That's the question. That's the question that Reb Chaim asks. But that's not a question on the Ran. That's only a question on the Rambam. In other words, so the Rambam Lushita So doesn't have such ukimtos. He assumes that the chov falls off, the shvua falls off. That's a din of lo yigos. According to the Ran, he had to set up an ukimta where we're going to on one hand still have a chov, on the other hand take away the shvua. Okay, so we have over here this machlokas. Again, Reb Chaim didn't learn this way. Reb Chaim understood that in order to understand the Ran, you have to set up a second ukimta in which the chov is also going to fall off, and that's why the shvua is going to fall off. Right? But the Ran doesn't have such an ukimta. Makora, it's not necessary. Makora, it's not necessary within the Ran of Zed Dvar HaShmita. Okay, Adkan, yes.
And then what does the Ran have to do with Agamara and parts of Zed Dvar HaShmita?
I don't know
what the Rambam does with our Gemara. Doesn't quote it.
Okay, I just wanted to, if possible, to ask whether you would be willing just to change the Bechina to have it on Sunday as opposed to Tuesday, or is it better to have it on Tuesday as opposed to Sunday? Would it be okay to have it on Sunday?
Better.
What? Better on Sunday? Better Tuesday? Okay, so
we'll leave
it Tuesday. Yeah, so it will be on Tuesday. What we say? It's Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Okay, Dalet, other Beis. March 11th. What?
March
11th. March 11th. Good. Let me know. Let's say that. Thank you.
Ich sage so, dass ich mir heute nicht so schnell, dass ich den Koffer verkaufe.